No, but one old dog that stay around the house, like you said, don't do nothing. They call that a house dog.
House dog.
House dog. They bark, you know, that's about all.
I know what it's good for.
And some of them call them a monger, but I just hope it's a house dog.
Okay. Do you have a name for the gentle sound that horses make when they know they're going to be fed?
Yeah, it's a planker.
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 And what do you call it? A chicken bone that's shaped like this?
A breast bone.
Is there anything that's done with it by children?
Hang it up over the house. They have something, you know, they'll pull it. Wishbone. They call it wishbone.
What happens?
Well, the one gets along in somewhere or another, he'll go put it up the house, something like that. I never did fool with that dog junk. I never did believe in it. But I see him, you know, pulling one, or he'll get the long part, he'll run, put it up over the door or something. Something like that.
Brings good luck?
Yeah, so that's what they clean. But then,
okay. What do you call a second growth of hay? Say the first one has been grown and it's been cut off, and now the second one's coming back?
Well, all I say is second. We always say that that's like you're cutting for hay. Uh-huh. We call it a second cutting.
Okay.
First cutting, second cutting, and the third cutting. That's all we ever say.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Okay.
Can you tell me some other things that are made out of cornbread?
Cornbread. Corn, corn dodgers.
Ah. What are the corn dodgers?
Well, some women cook them, they sort of, they more than that can be boiled, some way or another.
With greens?
I think they take a ham bone or something and make corn dogs, you know, after they boil. Come in. That's a young lady from school.
Emory University. Talking about late.
You're listening to some questions, maybe.
Sure, great.
Go there and tell him.
All right, come.
But Paul said he's going to call at 5 o'clock. Curry ain't got to go with Jake. Okay. Paul said he called at 5 o'clock.
What time's the fish one? The big one, though.
What is it? Well, it won't be long before Paul comes.
We're just asking all sorts of questions about things around the house. And what different people call things, because we're talking to people all over the state.
And he was raised on the farm, yeah.
Ah.
And you know what he called her? If he get a bolt, it's too big for the horse. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. A bolt. He said that it's too fat. Get one that's too little, he says it's too lean. Come at one day. Come at that. So that bolt I had is too fat to for that old one. But he ain't never, no, done quit farming. People done quit farming, but they don't know that. He's right pit. See, I haven't farmed since he's raised. I haven't farmed since he's raised. That's food with cow. But Lord, when I was that high, I knowed everything about a farm. You know, that chopping cotton or something. He ain't never chopped no cotton or nothing. He couldn't raise it. Gonna raise a 10-month cow. You'd come here 30 years ago, you wouldn't seen all this here, 35, all this here land growed up, you'd seen mules plying. That's for the second war.
Well, did the land outgrow cotton? I mean, is that why they changed, or?
No, they just, things got to going up, but something happened, and the government got in it, and he got to, paying you to plow up cotton and paying you not to plant cotton and sell out trees and this thing. People that went from that and went to raise cars. All this year, I used to run four plows here, and that man right across the road over there had four.